This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another check of insanity right here with the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, a big part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. All kinds of stuff going on up there. And don't be afraid to write something. Seriously, up in the chat room, or send me an email. Some of you like to send the email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Now, if you head up to the website, again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a live chat room there for those of you who do not like Facebook. And I get it. I understand that. It's all cool. But you can at least get in there and talk with people that are a little smarter than I am. Seriously. But follow the conversation. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter. You'll see you can't miss a little box on the right-hand side. This is join our news listeners club, and once a week. I don't inundate you with stuff. I'm not the guy that sends you an email every day that says, show starts in 10 minutes. I probably should, because some of you come running in halfway through, but I probably should. But seriously, get involved in the conversation. You can't make a change. You can't make a difference unless you're informed. And as I always said, it's going to feel a little weird tonight, but like I always say to you guys, you don't spew the party line. You don't even spew the pulpit line. Just because your party leader says something, just because you're Republican or Democrat and the latest mantra is whatever it is, doesn't mean it's true. And it's the same thing with the clergy, with your rabbi, with your pastor, or whatever your spiritual leaning is. You don't just believe it because it comes out of somebody's mouth. You got to do a little bit of your own homework. I think that's what's gotten us in trouble over the years in a lot of ways and in a lot of areas. You know, some of you, I like to do these stories about what's going on in schools across the country, especially when it comes to, God and religion and that kind of stuff. And a few weeks ago, I got a couple of emails from you guys who said, hey, you know, we've stopped. The war on Christians is over. Now, I know that the war, we're not putting up with things they're putting up overseas, but we are putting up still with things here in this country that you guys need to get off the couch. I know it's comfortable. Get off the couch, put the channel changer down, and do something. And even as of late, in Texas, well, you think this is not an issue? This has been going on for years, where Texas school district is waging war against Christian cheerleaders. See, the Christian cheerleaders simply want to be, they love putting up, some of you, I'm not a football freak. And so I had to go looking, believe it or not. And what happens is, you know, they put up these paper banners, right? And the football team and those guys go running through the banners and, you know, we're going to win, we're going to this, we're going to that. And it's great. It's perfect. It's the way it should be, right? Get everybody all jigged up for the game. I got it. Well, apparently this group of Christian cheerleaders for years put scriptures up on these banners. And one in particular is, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Well, apparently, of the thousands of parents that show up at these, and this is the thing that always makes me nuts, of the thousands of parents that show up, you got one that doesn't like it. You got one small group of parents who can't handle it. And you can't just go and talk and try to work something out. You can't, you know, seriously, is the banner hurting you? Is it physically assaulting you? So for the past 6 years, the Texas school district's been waging legal warfare against a group of high school cheerleaders who wrote Bible verses on football run-through banners. Now, in October, the Texas Ninth Court of Appeals ruled in favor of Coontz Independent School District cheerleaders, declaring that the cheerleaders' speech expressed on the run-through banners is best characterized as just pure private speech of the students. This is what I've been telling a lot of you when it comes to school. When it comes to what you do at your local schools and your local school districts, your kids have a lot more power than you think that they have. And you need to help encourage them to live out what they believe. As a school board trustee, it's something that makes me crazy. That our kids, the kids who believe in God, will back up, back off. And I'm not saying they're supposed to be standing on the picnic table screaming, praise Jesus. That's not what I'm saying here. But don't back down. Don't let people make fun of you. Don't talk to them about what your belief is. The school district has appealed to the Texas Supreme Court. Now, the banners were held by public school cheerleaders while they were cheering for the school's football team, while they were in uniform, at a school-sponsored event, and while they were on a school's football field, to which access was limited by the school. So the school district attorney says, hey, this is obviously a school event. The cheerleaders are represented by First Liberty Institute, great, great, great legal institute. We have one here in California, too, called the Pacific Justice League. And they fight for the rights of religious kids or kids' freedom of speech on school campuses. Your kids, you know, look, as long as you're being respectful, that's one of the things I always say, be respectful about it. And there's no reason in the world why you shouldn't be allowed to have your speech, to have your freedom of speech. Now, attorney Jeremy Dyes told the Stearns radio show that the cheerleaders have a right to be able to craft messages of their choosing on paper. They purchase using paint. They did it all with their own money, with their own time, you know, not in school time. This is a private speech of these cheerleaders, and for the school district to censor that speech violates the Constitution, very simply put. Now, the school district has fought them at every step of the way, and I can't understand why. Now, the Stearns first reported on this back in, 2012. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, who I lovingly refer to as the Freedom From Religion Freaks. It seems like anything that has to do with the cross, anything that looks like a cross, anything. I mean, if you say God bless you when they sneeze, even by accident, you don't know who they are. They get all offended. So instead of writing inflammatory messages on the banners, the cheerleaders decide to write inspirational messages, including Bible verses. Not everything they put up is a Bible verse. But again, good, wholesome, a good thought, a clean thought. No nasty words. Can't have that, right? Can't have that on high school campuses. So instead of siding with the Constitution, the school district sided with the out-of-town atheists. Now, again, you come into a town, you have no idea what they're all about, and you want them to change their ways because you're offended. You ain't coming back anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, when we come back, do Jesus and depression, what do they have in common? Well, Todd Smith, he's the pastor of a church in northern Los Angeles County, wrote a book called Dark Valleys, When You Love Jesus, But You Hate Your Life. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'll go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And that was Edgar Winter's free ride. There is no free ride, people, okay? No matter what you think, somebody is paying for something somewhere for you, okay? That's really how it works out. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me a question if you want to at joe@therealside.com, or if you want to head up to the website, you've got a chat room there. You've also got a, what do you call that thing? A Facebook feed, right? They don't call it a chat room. You tell me to stop calling it a chat room. It shows people how old I am, but I don't really care. All you got to do is look at the camera. You know how old I am, right? Anyway, always a pleasure. And I do really appreciate the time that you guys spend with me listening to the show, commenting after the show, very much so. Now, you know, on the show, I'm not afraid about talking about my belief system. I'm a Christian. You guys know that. You know, I wouldn't say in your face, but pretty outspoken. And I have no problem with Jesus or God or anything like that, or quoting Scripture, Bible, explaining it. And I think we should. I think we need to be stopped. We need to stop being afraid of speaking what we believe, or talking about what we believe, and sharing about what we believe. You know, a lot of you guys have no problem at all, and I get emails from you. You have no problem at all telling me the great restaurant you went to eat, the great movie you saw, the great new product you got your hand on, the iPhone 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15. I'm sure I'll hear from all of you about how great that is. But when it comes to talking about God, or your love for God, or your understanding of God, it's kind of like the crickets come out in thousands. So it's a good thing for us to open up with this every once in a while. Now, I've known Pastor Todd for, I don't know, probably 8 years, 9 years right now, and I've always appreciated him. And in all fairness, there's about a dozen pastors in this town. I know there's 90 houses of worship in the area that I work in. I can't believe it. But there's only a handful of guys like him that will actually talk about it and talk about what's going on in the community. Pastor Todd wrote a book called Dark Valleys, When You Love Jesus But Hate Life. And the book deals a bit with depression. And a lot of you think that you can't have both, or depression can't come upon you just because you're actively involved in your church or loving God. Pastor Todd, thanks for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe, for inviting me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, I love this stuff because, you know, people don't talk about the negative stuff going on in their lives. They don't talk about how to get through it and how to work with it. First of all, yeah. You're a pastor. What do you know about depression?
I'm a, first and foremost, as a pastor, I'm a shepherd, so I hang around sheep. And one thing I've learned about sheep is they get messy. And as a shepherd, you can ignore it, or you can address it. And the messiness sometimes is not even self-inflicted. Sometimes the messiness of a fallen world just shows up on their doorstep. And I really don't think a depressed Christian is an oxymoron. You know, Christian depression is not an oxymoron. Actually, I think it's moronic to think that it is an oxymoron. And so what I've come up against is just loving on and talking to and leading and shepherding sheep who find themselves in some really dark valleys sometimes. And I can pretend like it's not there, but that's ignorance.
No, but people won't, not asking you to give away any secrets, obviously, but a lot of the sheep, if you would, of the people that come to you, they're thinking that they can't understand why this is happening to them. They can't understand why they're in this, you know, they love God, they believe they have a relationship with Jesus. How is this happening to me?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, but before you get to that, I think it's a little bit worse. Is most of the sheep, most of the people don't even come to the church to tell you that, because they're embarrassed by the fact that they're dealing with depression. And I opened the book telling the story of a gentleman that reached out to me and said, hey, I haven't been able to talk to anybody at church about this issue. And then he unloaded on me about this depression that he's dealing with. And I kept thinking, there's something wrong here. Yes, here's a guy who's really struggling in life with some dark valleys, and he's being shamed into silence. And so it's not, they're not even asking the question, how does that happen as a Christian? They're just not even asking the question because they're embarrassed to go inside of the church at times and say, I'm really struggling in this area. And so that's really part of the catalyst that caused me to write this book. I'm not going to fix anybody with this book. But I wrote the book just to get the conversation started.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that, though, that they're embarrassed to come to the church. They're embarrassed to tell people in the church, or they're embarrassed to tell the pastor. I don't know of anybody that's not going through something.
Yeah.
But what are they embarrassed about?
Well, I think, you know, when it comes to, if you look up all the books that are written from a Christian perspective regarding depression, they're all basically a big debate about whether depression is all physical or all spiritual. And both sides line up their ammunition and start firing each other. And the reality is the person who's actually struggling is caught in the crossfire. And so most of the stuff that's out there is written of, hey, either take this pill and you'll be happy in the morning, which is not true, or take this verse and you'll be happy in the morning, which is not true. And the person in the middle is now being shamed into silence because they don't know what's going on, and they don't necessarily know the person that they're going to open up to. Where are they going to land? Are they a take-a-pill person, or are they a take-a-verse person? So it's better maybe just to be a silent sufferer.
It's too bad that we've gotten that to that point in the church. We don't really know, A, where our strength comes from, and B, we're afraid to talk to people. Now, part of that, though, is, as you and I know, and especially in big, big, big churches, gossip is not extinct from churches. And I think some people have heard stories go back and forth, and they're afraid to open up to anybody. But the reality is they shouldn't. You need to surround yourself. You need, even in church, you need to have a support system of if you would, like-minded believers that can help you move through these things, don't you?
Absolutely. And one of the powerful tools of depression is to isolate and to get you to be alone in that darkness. And that's, in my opinion, that's the weapon of Satan, is to isolate, create aloneness, make you feel like you're the unicorn in the room, that you are the only one struggling with this, so keep your mouth quiet.
Well, but you bring that up, it's funny. It's the guilt thing. It's the thing where people are sitting there going, wait a minute, I'm a Christian. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. This can't be happening. Maybe I don't have a relationship. Maybe I don't believe what I say I believe. I mean, can you imagine what's going on in somebody's head at that point?
Absolutely. And you know, they get thrown all these verses. Usually the conversation goes this way. I'm surprised you're depressed. You should be the happiest person I know, which basically doesn't help the person in the moment because now they feel worse about feeling bad.
Well, thank you, kind sir. I didn't know. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, you have the gift of encouragement for sure. And then the conversation unfolds from there. You need to deal with this. And here's how you're going to deal with this. It's going to be take a verse or take a pill.
All right, well, we're going to come back to the pill and the verse after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Tell your friends. Pastor Todd Smith is with us. The book is Dark Valleys, When You Love Jesus, But You Still Hate Life. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's been been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, the natives are restless. Seriously. You got to do something. You know what I always say. Don't just sit there on the couch drooling all over yourself. Get up. Get something done. Get involved in your community. Get involved in life. You know, I mean, seriously. I mean, when was the last time you sat down and talked to your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, your neighbors? I have no problem. Well, I guess I got to get over it, but I have no problem talking to most of my neighbors. But I'm working on the rest of them. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, if you have any questions. And also head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Read the stories. Let us know what you think. We got some good writers. We got some not so good writers. I'll let you figure that out when you get up there. But I want to get right back to it. I've got Pastor Todd Smith is with me today. He's in studio, and he's a pastor of a church in the northern Los Angeles County area. He's written a book called Dark Valleys, When You Love Jesus But You Hate Life. And first, Pastor Todd, thanks for being with me today. I really am appreciating your time with me. You know, you look at this, and again, it's the thing that I've seen over and over and over again when I've done stories and people have talked about it. They don't believe that depression and Jesus go together, if you would, because, you know, they say, how can you be depressed if you know Jesus, if you love the Lord, if you go to church, how can you be depressed? And when we went to when we go into break, one of the things we talked about is you need a support system at church. It's okay to have people work with you and work with people through some of your issues, correct?
Correct. Yeah, and that's, you know, the whole premise of this book is based on Psalm 23, that the Lord is our good shepherd. And he takes you through the valleys. And you walk through the valley of death, and let me just tell you, that's a dark valley. But the great promise of Psalm 23 is, you know, you don't die in that valley. He takes you through it. And there's no easy way out of the valley. There is no quick fix. There is no single solution. That you just kind of wave a wand over. I wish, but that's just not reality. And so in terms of walking with somebody, the whole book is based on following Jesus through the valley. And here's what I have found so interesting is if you search the scriptures, Jesus never promised to fix us this side of heaven, but he did promise to be with us. And the whole premise of this book is that the Good Shepherd is with you. And there's no easy way out, but there is a way through. And that's really why I wrote it. And I'm really hoping to open up the dialogue so people know that they're not alone. Joe, the reason I wrote this book, because I'm not a writer by any means, and I'm not a counselor. People come in for counseling, I just tell them to stop it. So that's not my deepest gift. But here's why I wrote it is, people are suffering out there. And I wrote a blog about 2 years ago about depression, be helpful, not hurtful. And the only people that usually read my blog was my wife and my dog. And all of a sudden I hit published on this blog. And within 3 hours, this thing was to like 64 countries.
Wow.
And the whole platform blew up. And for the next week, every time I went somewhere in this valley and I walked into a Starbucks, somebody would grab me and say, "You don't know me, but I am so thankful you wrote that blog. And I haven't told anybody, but I'm suffering from what you said." That was the whole reason I finally said, "I'm going to write something. I'm going to write something that, again, is not going to get into the debate of whether it's all physical, all spiritual. I think it's both and. I don't think it's either or. And most of all, what I'm trying to do is just offer somebody a cold glass of water as they're walking through this valley."
Yeah, it's amazing how many people sit there and think they're going through certain things alone. I am saying truthfully, I don't believe I've ever been through a bout of depression. I can't even imagine what that's like. I wouldn't belittle somebody for, you know, in that area, but I would ask them, go seek someone for help. Go find someone that can help you through this, because you can't do it alone. I have a few friends that actually have committed suicide over depression, Christian friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And simply telling them, "Hey, you're the light. You're supposed to have the joy of the Lord. What's wrong with you?" An alcoholic knows they're an alcoholic. You got to help them, right?
Absolutely. We live in a fallen world. I believe in a thing called total depravity. We're born sinners. This world is broken. Our bodies are broken. We don't get better with age. Wine does, but not humans. And the reality is our body's dying and decaying, and things break down. And I don't shame somebody for high blood pressure. I don't shame somebody for a heart murmur. I'm not going to shame somebody who's struggling with depression either. And it may be, maybe the depression is self-inflicted, it's coming from sin, maybe not. Maybe it's just organic, and there's something that has physiologically gone wrong with their body. No matter where it's coming from, I don't know where in Scripture it would ever tell us to shame them or to push them away. Jesus says, "Come to me, you who are heavy laden." I think that's the attitude we should have.
You know, what is the first step? What's the first thing when somebody comes to you and they're seeking help, they want to talk to you about this? What's the first step for somebody in a depressive situation?
That's a great question, because the reality is 1 in 4 Americans, that's Christian, non-Christian, 1 in 4 Americans will have a bout of depression in their lifetime. You have a much better chance of dealing with depression than you do winning the lottery, especially if you don't play. But the reality is depression shows up on any zip code, whether it's a Christian zip code or it's a non-Christian zip code. And we have over, as you brought out, the fact is over 100 Americans commit suicide every day. That's a tragic number. This is serious business. And so your question goes right to the heart of the issue. What do we do? The first thing I think we have to do is stop trying to fix everybody immediately. We spend a lot of time talking, and I think we need to spend a lot more time listening. And so just allowing somebody to express what's going on inside of themselves can be a great way to start. And one of the things I've learned as a pastor and as a dad and as a guy, I want to fix everything. I'm a Home Depot guy. So if someone comes to me, it's very easy for me to say, "Let me fix this." And I've learned how to, frankly, shut my mouth and just listen and not try to solve it, fix it. Because Jesus doesn't even promise to fix it. He does promise to be with us. And so I want to be that. I want to just be with them. And so there's some brothers in my life that have dealt with this. And I'm learning to speak less and listen more in these circumstances. And I would encourage people to do that.
And that's tough for a guy because, you know, like you say, your daughter's halfway through a sentence. You're okay, so let's go fix this.
Right.
Let's go take care of this right now. And sometimes it's not even that. It's just, as you said, they need to talk it through and figure out where they're at with it, right?
Yeah. And one of the key words, if you read the Gospels, it says that Jesus was with his disciples and his disciples were with him. I think we've lost the theology of withness. And we've gone to a theology of speaking and declaring. And sometimes we just need to be with somebody through a dark valley.
Yeah. And it's tough. Like I said, I have been with a few of those people. I was in this valley here years ago. There was a young lady that was obviously suffering with depression big time. And no matter, she ran into me, she ran into a couple of my friends. It was like, you know what, you need to go get help. And she kept coming. You could just see the darkness in her eyes. She just kept coming back to, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get out of this. And you keep telling you, we know you can't get out of it. You can't get out of it by yourself. You need to go get some help. And exactly what you came back to, I want to keep on this because being ashamed, feeling guilty, I shouldn't be like this. I shouldn't feel like this. I'm not like the other people. That's a tough place to get out of, isn't it?
It is. It is. And if you open up your eyes and you start reading Scripture, you realize you're actually in pretty decent company. There's a lot of men and women throughout the Scriptures that dealt with either chronic depression or seasons of depression. Paul says, I despaired of life. David says, I soaked my pillow at night because I was crying so much. We read over those and we don't realize those are real people and those are real feelings and those are real experiences. And the last thing we would probably do is shame the Apostle Paul or shame David for doing that or feeling that versus, no, I'm going to come alongside of them. At the same token is Paul prayed for whatever thorn he had in his flesh. He tried to get rid of it a number of times. He prayed a number of times. It didn't go away. And in my book, I talk about the fact that this side of heaven, it may never go away. The darkness may never fully go away. But the question is, can you still follow Jesus in that darkness? And I really think the answer is yes.
You know, one of the things that you write about in the book, and I want to talk about it on the other side of the break because we're going to run out of time, is joy and happiness. And I tell people, you look at, happiness is a fleeting thing, right? I mean, yeah. I'm very happy when I'm sitting down to have that hot fudge sundae. I'm not so happy the next morning when I see the scale and it didn't do me any good to speak of. But joy is a whole different thing. And I want to talk about the differences between both of those things when we come back from the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Let your friends know, and maybe some of you not-so-much friends know that we're here, and we're speaking to Pastor Todd Smith about Dark Valleys, his new book, When You Love Jesus But You Hate Life. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Okay, I'll let you burn off some steam. You get back in your chair and listen. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I've asked Pastor Todd Smith to join me. He's written a book called Dark Valleys, When You Love Jesus, But You Hate Life. This is, you know, one of the tweets I sent out is, can Jesus and depression, you know, end up in the same sentence? And that's what we're talking about tonight. So if you're suffering from depression, you know people that are, take a listen and get the book. We'll give you an address. We'll tweet out the address. I say the address like you're going to drive somewhere and get it. We'll tweet out the address where you can pick up the book online. You can go to Amazon and find it as well, I'm sure. And Pastor Todd, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, before we left in the last segment, we were talking about joy and happiness. And I said to you, you know, happiness is a fleeting thing, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
I joke about it, but it's true. You know, I have my hot fudge Sunday. I'm very, very happy. Yeah. Not so happy the next morning when I get on the scale, but I'm very happy for the moment. But joy is something that lasts longer, that can last longer. And you don't get it from a hot fudge Sunday, right?
Absolutely. That is, you're hitting on a hot button in the book that I share is the Lord doesn't promise happiness. He does promise joy. And there's a massive, not minor, a massive difference between joy and happiness. You know, happy sells a lot of happy meals. And nobody wants to go buy a joy meal. You want to go buy a happy meal. But what's interesting, just think about the word itself. The word happy, the root word is hap. And that carries with it a random accident. That's why we get words like haphazardly, happenstance. Oh, yeah. So the root word of happy conveys this idea that it's a roll of the dice, a spin of the wheel. You may or may not wake up on the happy side of life today, or you may not be happy by the experience you have. And so because of that fleeting, random chance may not happen, that's not a biblical word. What the Bible speaks to, and what the shepherd leads you to that green pasture, to those still waters, what he leads you to is a place of joy. And let me just kind of short circuit this. The idea of joy in the scriptures, the best definition I've ever heard, and this is not my definition. I ripped it off in a godly Christian way from somebody else. This best definition of joy is a deep down settled confidence that God is in control of every detail of your life. A deep down settled confidence that God is in control of every detail of your life. That is a much different perspective than a fleeting emotion. That happens between your ears. That happens how you think, what you choose to think on. And joy is a choice. Happiness is an accident. I can't control accidents, but I can affect joy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I think that's our world is chasing happiness, and they're chasing a random accident. And if you get happiness, that's great. I believe me, I'm not one of those Christians that, you know, doesn't want anybody to be happy. I'm not an Eeyore for Jesus, but nothing against it, but I can't bank on it. Because I may not have a lot of happiness in my life, but I can, according to the scripture, find real joy.
Well, I got to tell you something, and I'm not beating on Facebook, and I'm not beating on those people that like to show you what they have. I'm really not, but I look at Facebook, and you see these people going, I'm so happy, you know, and because they got that, there's a picture of the car, right? I'm so happy because I made it to Hawaii. I'm so happy because look at my new jewelry. And you're saying to yourself, why are you showing that to everybody? It's a momentary thing, and some of those people, I'm sure you know, you see it every day. There's something else that makes them happy. They never talk about how joyful they are, they're happy with life.
I've always wanted to start a website that was like the 1 minute after the Facebook picture because that's real life. And, you know, nobody sees the family 30 seconds after the picture at Disneyland when the two kids are you know, having a nuclear meltdown and the husband and wife are about ready to strangle each other. But that one snapshot makes it look real happy in the moment. And so we create this false idol in our minds of that's what I need, when the reality is you just saw a snapshot literally in time.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We're, you know, people coming into the holidays, or what I call Christmas, you guys call it whatever you want to, but when we come into the Christmas season, it is the most, it's a time of year when depression takes skyrockets because, you know, things are happening. People don't have, this is the one that irritates me to no end, right? Jesus came to set us free, so what do? We tie ourselves up with plastic.
Right.
You know what I mean? So people, they're so worried and freaked out about who they're going to get what and whether that person's going to be happy with what they get them. And we get all caught up in all of that stuff.
Absolutely.
And after the, you know, people commit suicide during that time. People come out of that time, they're depressed because why? How much money they spent.
Yeah.
You know, you got a few minutes here, and I know this is dangerous to do with a pastor, but, you know.
A few minutes?
Talk to those people. Yeah, right. Talk to those people out there, you know. Where does that joy come from? How can they get a hold of that joy and not get mixed up with all the stuff that sends you, pulls you away from God, which is where that depression starts to creep in when you don't have anything better, bigger than yourself to look at?
Yeah. No, I think it's a great question. So let me try to be as succinct as I can. I go back to Psalm 23, verse 1, and King David, the most powerful man in the ancient Near East, where he would basically had the right to take people's lives, to give people life. He had everything he wanted materially. And he said these words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And until you get to that place that David was at, where you can say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," you're gonna chase down all kinds of substitutes to bring this momentary happiness. And I talk about this in the book. There's a lot of S's we chase. We want to fill that void of that depression or that hurt or that ache in our heart. We fill it with substances. We fill it with sex. We fill it with significance. We fill it with stuff. All of those things are all cheap imitation, almost like cotton candy. Tastes great for a minute, but is not filling, and in fact will create a greater hunger and thirst in just a very short time. So here's what I mean by that is David figured it out. The only way I'm going to learn how to not want all this fake stuff is I got to put God, my maker, in the right position, my shepherd. It's him who I follow. And Jesus was the one who said over and over again, come follow me, come follow me. He's the shepherd. He's not just a shepherd. He's not an average shepherd. He refers to himself as the good shepherd. And so from my perspective as a Christ follower, I have to say that a man or a woman will never, ever be able to find the fulfillment that God has intended for them on this journey here on earth until Jesus Christ is front and center and is their shepherd leading them in their life. That's where I come from. That's where I believe the scriptures teaches. Otherwise, you're going to chase all those S's, trying to numb an ache in your heart.
Well, because it's all because where's your reference point? You.
Yeah.
Right? The reference point is all about me. How do I get happy? How do I get to that next point? How do I get to that? You know, almost like an addict. You need more and more and more and more and more when really seriously when you realize that God, the way I put it out there is when you realize that God is your sufficiency in everything, joy, you know, money, life, that kind of stuff. And you don't have controls of certain things. Also, the people that have children know that you don't have total control.
Yeah, total control is an illusion that we think we have. And the reality, to stay with the analogy, when you're in a valley, you don't go within yourself to find out, how do I get out of here? You're looking for high points. You're looking outside of yourself and around you for the solution to how do I get out of here. And so you're exactly right. The solution, the help, the encouragement is going to come not within yourself. It's going to come outside of yourself. And ultimately, as a Christ follower, I think that's Christ. I think he's the good shepherd. I think the scripture is the guiding fact. And man, I tell our church all the time, we need to get off Facebook and put our face in his book. Because he's going to be the one that's really going to provide that joy versus the happiness.
Yeah. I agree with you. And I think it's funny. I've often said to myself, if I spent 10% of the time I spend in Facebook in the book, I may not even be doing this anymore.
Right.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, listen, it's been a pleasure having you with me. People can get the book where?
So the website for the book is www.darkvalleys.com. Or excuse me. I got to get the book. I got to get the website.
We'll
right.
put it so out.
Say,
there. Yeah,
let me say it one more time. www.darkvalleysbook. That's the key part. Darkvalleysbook.com.
Yeah, and you know what? We'll have a link to it up on our website and on our Facebook page too. Dark Valleys. If you're one of those people that's written me in the past and you're kind of ashamed, don't be ashamed. We all need help with stuff. Depression is one of many things that we need help with. So don't be ashamed of it. Go ahead and grab the book, Dark Valleys, when you love Jesus but you hate life. If you need help, it's not a bad thing. That's it for us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. Give me your email address so I can send you information on the show and topics when we have people we're going to have on. I do appreciate your time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Are you an attorney with a passion for defending religious freedom? At Pacific Justice Institute, we have a network of attorneys who tirelessly work to defend those whose religious liberties are at stake. You can find out more about how to become an affiliate attorney at pacificjustice.org.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.